Good morning, and firstly, a very big apology for not doing a podcast sooner. I don't really have any excuse other than it has been very busy, there's been a lot going on, and I think as I've referenced before, it's really hard when you're doing a podcast sometimes to think of the content and actually just get out here and do it. But this morning I thought, right, come on, this week, I keep listening to this reel on Instagram that says you have two choices either day, to evolve or repeat. And the evolve one's got to be the way forward, surely. So let's evolve and let's do this podcast. So, right, what's been happening since my last podcast? Well, what hasn't been happening, really, to be honest? It has just been an onslaught of sales, which is really good, and stuff going on. Last year, we ended up selling just over 60 boats from Torquay, which is really, really good. I'm really proud of our team and what we achieved. That was a good combination of brokerage. Very fortunate to have sold 5 new Sunseekers last year in the office, and quite a few Axopars as well. So it's really, really good to have that business, which has sort of happened, really. I'm very grateful. I'm very conscious that a lot of people in COVID, the aftermath of COVID, didn't have a great time. And I'm very fortunate that for us, actually, it worked out quite well, but also quite humble on the fact that, you know, like I say, very appreciative of the business, and that everyone supports us as well. So what really happened? So we just found that everybody with the staycation idea, what people wanted to buy boats. So the people we were selling boats to last year really were a lot of newbies. So people coming into the industry for the first time, not necessarily high value, but everything from sort of 20,000-25,000 upwards. We also sold a number of new Axopars to clients that have never had boats before. And that's amazing. And I think that shows you the success of the Axopar product, that people are buying into the brand that often have never even seen a boat. All they've done is actually looked online. And that's something we've really found and we're trying to push now as well, is that the online presence of the Axopar brand is just huge, with reviews, with YouTube reviews, all sorts of reviews online. And that is really facilitating people's buying ability. They're actually knowing more about the boats and the options before they actually even speak to us, which is just amazing, and a way of dealing with clients that I've never had before. The other really interesting thing on the Axopar side is discount. So because of demand, we just haven't been discounting and had no need to discount boats, which is unusual. It's not something that, you know, usually the marine industry has always been a bit of discount, but now at the moment there is no reason to discount, which is great from our perspective. We're also seeing values of boats creeping up, so even on the new Axopars, even though we're not able to offer discounts, the new price of an Axopar today is obviously more than it was this time last year. So those clients that are buying boats have got fantastic value in their boats, knowing that they've bought at the right time. One of the issues we've got going forward is supply. So our Axopar 28 allocation for the group, as you know, I'm only a small part of a big machine, but the allocation of the Axopars for the whole group this year is actually now already sold for 2022. And we're actually already selling slots, taking deposits for 2023 deliveries. Now that doesn't mean it's a 2023 delivery on the calendar year. It actually means that you're likely to get the boat at the end of 2022. But with boat manufacturers, I think we've discussed this in a previous podcast, their model year actually runs up until the end of August, early September. So we're selling boats for 2023 model year, which is likely to be at the moment an end of year 2022 delivery. Now some of those will obviously start creeping into 2023, but in the moment on the whole it is 2022. So that's really exciting. We do have Axopar 22s available, which is really exciting, and we're actually going to run one of those this year as a bit of a demo / roadshow boat, which is really quite exciting. So that's due into the country in a couple of weeks, and between all our offices on the South Coast, myself, James Lumley in Southampton, and Kim, and obviously our team in Paul, and it's going to be great, and the boat's going to be on the road. So that's quite exciting and something to look forward to. Dusseldorf has been cancelled, as you probably aware, which has been a bit of an annoyance, really, because Axopar was actually going to launch the Axopar 45 at the Dusseldorf Boat Show. And we do have a number of clients, maybe even listening to this, which would be nice, that could be interested and are interested in the Axopar 45. We're waiting for news at the moment from Axopar as to when that boat will be available to view. We're expecting potentially some sort of pre-season boat show, display weekend, maybe even an online launch in the Med or in Europe somewhere. So that's exciting. So watch this spot. Let's move on to brokerage. So what happened with brokerage last year? We really struggled for listings. There was very few boats on the market. What we were finding is the good quality boats were actually selling before they even went online, which is mad. But we had two scenarios last year, if not three, where we had boats that literally never even made it onto the website, and we were just able to ring people up and say, look, we've got this boat coming up on the market next week, are you interested? Yep. Or we would do like a little mail shot to our, you know, inquiry list, which was really good, and that worked really well on the Targa 38. So we had a Targa 38 sold. We then had another one come up available. So we pushed it out to our newsletter list, and we actually ended up with three inquiries on that boat, really good inquiries. First client came along and brought a boat, which was just amazing, really. So that's been really good. We've seen a significant increase in values of boats like Targa 38s, Targa 34s, Phantom 38s. Anything like that is in such demand that the values are actually creeping up. People keep saying, oh, the values will go down. I don't think they will, because in reality, if somebody's seen an uplift of 5, 10, 15,000 on their boat, the last thing they're going to do is suddenly say, oh, okay, well, now it's only worth £15,000 less. It's sort of reset the market. Now, whether demand in the future changes that, let's see. The other factor to take into account, which often gets forgotten or not understood, is you can't go and just bring boats back from Europe anymore. So the days where you would get a client come along and say, I'm going to go and buy a Targa 34, I'll buy one from Mallorca and bring it back. Great, you can do it. Of course you can, but you've got to pay the VAT, you've got to ship it back. So financially, it just isn't viable anymore. The demand in the Med is still strong, so the values over there are certainly holding, not necessarily increasing as much, but are certainly holding. So that makes any boat that's in the UK at the moment all of a sudden very, very desirable. And we found last year, like I say, often sellers would come to us and say, what should we put the boat on the market for? And quite often we would say, well, I don't know, let's try this. And we would have to actually go out into the market with a valuation and see what happened. Most of the time we got it right. Occasionally we got it wrong. We probably went a bit too high, but then obviously you can tweak it and come down. So that was really interesting. We had to really appeal to the audience that if you want to sell your boat, now's the time. A bit like the property market, the issue is if you sell your boat now, the boat you then go and buy, you're actually then going to pay a higher price for. So the cost to change is probably the same, certainly not come down. So if you're looking to get out of boating, now is a great time to sell. But if you're actually looking to stay in boating and buy another boat, you're likely to pay a premium for that next boat. But that's the way the market has been. The marinas got very busy as well. So we've got a great relationship with Torquay Marina. We're a tenant of MDL there, which is good. We have a fairly good finger on the pulse of what's happening. There is now a significant waiting list at Torquay Marina for berthing, which is something that we haven't seen for a few years. And I think this year, one of the issues we're going to have is getting a berth for boats. Now, in some scenarios, if you buy a boat that is on a mooring with the manager's blessing from the marina, he will allow you to keep that boat on the mooring, but it's not a given. So this year, we are in a couple of scenarios like that where people are looking to buy boats that are on moorings. But like I say, it's not a given. So yeah, the brokerage has just been really busy. Our inquiry level was up hundreds of percent from year before. And Sophie in our office, she does a really good job of mapping those inquiries. And it's really interesting to see how the inquiry level has risen across the board. We're also seeing more and more clients visiting our website, One Marine website direct, which is really good and shows that the website's working. It's getting good traction and people like it. You know, we, as we said before, we pride ourselves in doing high quality imagery. We're really pushing our YouTube channel. So if you're listening to this and don't already subscribe to our One Marine YouTube, please, please, please go and subscribe. We're working really hard to get a genuine 1,000 followers. There's so many people out there that have got fake subscribers to their YouTube channel, Instagram pages. I just don't see the point. We're really trying hard to get a good traction, good subscriber list, and we're so close. I think last time I checked, we're 900 and something. So we're nearly there. We're really putting effort in. We're investing into it. We're doing quality videos. We've got some really nice videos coming up this year on the brokerage channel. More about buying a boat. The latest one to come out in a couple of days, hopefully, will be what to expect from marine survey. So before Christmas, we actually took the videographer along with us on the marine survey, which was done at Darthaven. And he videoed the day with me talking, as usual. Mark Taylor was there and Chris Olsen. So that was good. And we've got a couple of other ideas for that as well. Anything you'd like to see on the videos, anything you don't understand about the process of buying a brokerage boat, please let us know. We'd be delighted to film it or do a piece on it, because actually we understand that with so many new people coming into the industry, often it's not as easy just to say, oh yeah, this is what happens. So that's what we're doing on there. So please go and subscribe. So yeah, it's just genuinely really, really busy. The Sunseeker business last year was just fantastic. I was so, so grateful of the business we had. We started off the year with a Pred 60 Evo, which got sold up to Conway, to a longstanding client. Third boat he's had for me now, which is brilliant. Really, really pleased for that. And like I say, grateful. Lovely boat as well. The Pred 60 Evo, really, really nice boat. Ticks a lot of boxes, free cabin, great looking boat. We transacted that deal around the initial lockdown of 2021. A bit complicated, obviously doing things in lockdown, but we got there in the end and the boat actually got up to Conway on its own bum. We, Mark Taylor and I, got it down to Falmouth, which was a nice trip. Maybe I'll do a podcast on that. Quite funny, a couple of funny things happened. Got it down to Falmouth, and then the owner actually came down to Falmouth and managed to get it to Falmouth to Conway in one day, which was pretty impressive. No mean feat, especially from an owner operator. So that was pretty cool. So that was that. We then moved on to a couple of other 60s, actually. So my colleague Jamie Coombs, who works in Torquay, he had a couple of clients that also had 60 Evos. One ended up going to Menorca and one ended up going to Mallorca. So that was really good. So that's count three for 60 Evos for our office last year. While this was going on, we had a long-standing client and another very good friend, who, long-standing client, Sunseeker owner, always new boats as well, which is awesome, was looking at Pred 74, had the conversation, and that deal sort of progressed. So that deal ended up happening, and that again was delivered to Mallorca in early year. And the Pred 74, very cool boat, really good being involved with that. After that, or whilst that was all going on, we had another client contacted us who hadn't had a boat for a few years, had previously had Sunseekers, wanted to get back into it with family, now they're getting a bit older. And that was another Pred 60 Evo, which actually went into Dartmouth. And, you know, that was just amazing to sell four Pred 60 Evos in one year. It was just wow. And the 74. There was a couple of other bits went on as well. We sold a used stock Manhattan 52 to a client who keeps that in Mallorca. So that was quite busy as well. So yeah, just really non-stop. And that was in addition to a Manhattan 66 on brokerage. We sold the part exchange for the Pred 74, which was a Pred 60, older version, 2011 boat. That ended up selling. That went to Greece. So yeah, just really, really non-stop. Really enjoy that side of the business. It's so much fun. And dealing with people, making everyone happy. It's amazing. Anyone that's got the ability to spend those high values on the bigger Sunseekers, new Sunseekers, is just, it's a really nice feeling, you know, making the deal happen, making them happy, keeping everybody happy, and doing the handover. Because, you know, anybody that's in a position to buy any boat, let's face it, is, you know, it should be celebrated, really. They've done really well, they love it, and it's just really nice making them feel happy. And that's what I love doing, and it's really, really good. The paperwork side of it, yeah, that can be a bit tedious sometimes, but the actual handover day, making that person, you know, look at their boat and think, wow, yeah, that is just cool. So that was really, really good. Even down to things like getting boat names sorted out and things like that. It is a really good feeling. Perhaps we'll go into a bit more detail on that for the next podcast. I'd like to try and do one every month this year. So let's count this one as January 2022. And then we'll look at doing February. So if you've got any ideas or any suggestions, I have had a couple of clients and friends contact me and say, when's your next podcast coming out? And it's really nice to know that some people do actually listen to it, which is really, really good. So thank you for anyone that does listen to it. But if you've got any ideas or anything you want to hear coming forward, I'm going to try and do some team ups with other people as well in the industry this year, just to do the podcast with another voice, because you probably get bored of listening to my voice. But yeah, it's just really, really good. I don't quite know what this year is going to hold. We've already got a bit of business underway. Jamie's got a Manhattan 55 sold. So that's really, really good. We've got a couple of Axopars already sold. Before Christmas, we contracted on a Brabus Shadow 900, which is a real fancy pants a boat going to Ireland, which is really, really good. So that's exciting. So looking forward to getting involved with that. We've also brought into stock an Axopar 28, which we've just sold. That's going up to Scotland. Another one potentially turning up, which is likely to go to North Wales. So yeah, there's certainly lots going on, as well as brokerage. But like I say, I wanted to check in with you really and just say, I'm sorry for not doing more podcasts. It's not intentional. It's just getting around to doing it. No excuse, because it takes 15, 20 minutes. But we are on it, and we really appreciate all of the followers on our social media channels. Go out there, follow Sunseeker Tom on Instagram, One Marine on Instagram, subscribe to the One Marine YouTube channel, Facebook pages, all out there. We're also building our One Marine reviews, so we're trying hard to get those up. Thankfully, they're good reviews, so don't go, no one go and leave any bad reviews, because I know where you got it from. But we are pleased on those. We do try and keep everybody happy and do a good job and a professional job, and that's reflected in reviews. So if you have dealt with us in the last 12 months and listening to this or ever, please, if you feel like leaving a review, if it's a good one, go and leave it on the Google reviews. Really easy to do. If you've got a Google account, YouTube account, it's really simple. Just go to onemarine.co.uk on Google and it will come up reviews. And yeah, we've got a few events coming up as well this year. So we're looking at what we can do with the Düsseldorf Boat Show being cancelled. The group as a whole is looking at what events we can do for both Axopar and Brabus and Sunseeker. Got a couple of things coming up, so that's quite exciting. We've got a Axopar / Brabus container, which is really cool. And that's going to be taken around to different locations in the country for different events. So watch this space for announcements on that. Sunseeker, there is obviously going to, of course, be BMYS. We are, Sunseeker London Group marketing team are looking at different avenues at the moment for events and what we can do. So there's lots of things to come, I'm sure. So yeah, it's going to be an exciting year, busy year. Keep listening into to podcasts. And like I say, if you need any more content or you'd like any particular topics on the podcast, please let me know. Thank you again for listening. Go and follow me on Instagram and catch up with you soon. Out for now.